you talk about or explain to us what you saw on the perfect hit over the middle?
Just, you know, a nasty hit. But thank God I was able to come back in the game, finish the game. Anytime you come in here, you know, they call it the jungle. You know, it's going to be some hard hitting, some plays that could be challengeable as far as the calls. But I was grateful to get back up and come back in.
Do you feel like that was beyond the rules?
I don't know. You know, I couldn't really see how he hit me, but I felt it. But I was able to, you know, get back up and finish the game. Oh, we had the perfect play call. Those guys was in zero coverage. I knew when I came in and motioned down and the corner backed up, I knew we had the opportunity for a catch and run.
How big was the block by Justin?
It was a great block.
What was the confidence level of you and the offense going on the field for that last drive?
Well, we had three timeouts left. We've been in that situation an awful lot, and I knew we was going to do it.
Ben said that he had to go away from his first option a lot today. How tough was it or challenging was it for you to stay in the moment and wait for this opportunity?
Well, it's been a patient game for me all year. And Ben's telling me all the time, just stay with him. And I know if I stay with him, it's going to be opportunities. And that's what we do.
When you caught that ball, did you see the whole wide
open? Yeah, it was wide open. Well, I'm just grateful it worked. I'm excited about it. That's how it is. You know, when I come out the games, they're going to be rolling two people my way the whole game. And but I know as the game go on, we're going to be able to present opportunities. And it's just all about being positive, staying poised, trusting in your belief, letting the game come to you. And today in the clutch moment, I know we're going to have opportunity to make a play. It's my job.
What about dealing with adversity? You had a tough week. How were you able to stay in the moment?
Well, I'm from Miami, Florida. I'm a kid who walked on to Central Michigan. Adversity is nothing to me. You know, I'm used to it. As my mom, she'll tell you. Now, I knew we was going to have opportunity for that zero coverage. I think a couple plays early in the drive, I think I had in the same formation, I had an out and up on the guy, and I had a step on him. And I think the DB knew. So when he saw a motion back to that same formation, I seen him get back in regards to the last play. And I knew once I was able to get inside, I would be able to run away from him.
The Cincinnati writers this week were saying that William Jackson can cover you.
Well, he's a great player, young competitor. Everyone want to shut me down. It's their job to try to shut me down, and it's my job to beat those guys. So today we got the better of the matchup.
What's been the difference with this team in the last 2 weeks?
I think we're hungry. We got to start to hit our rhythm. If we understand and want to achieve our goals in playing January football, we know we're going to have to beat AFC opponents. And today felt really good to get that win. Absolutely. A lot of big hitting. James Conner was running the guys, bulldozing guys. Obviously, there's a lot of talk, but then that's Cincinnati ball.
What did Ben say when he came into the huddle? Because, like you said, there was enough time and there were enough timeouts that you felt like you guys could score.
He just said, let's do it. Let the group know we've been in this situation numerous of times. It's time to do it. And everyone believed, and we got it done.
Did you feel like they left you too much time on the clock?
I mean, we can't control the situation we was in. We just got to respond to the situation.
Andy, what was it like in the room after the game with Ryan?
Well, it was heartfelt. You know, Ryan's one of the unique players, a unique individual. He's one of the guys who let us know, you know, it's bigger than football. You know, to see him go through this journey. In regards of his journey, you know, give a lot of us courage, you know, inspiration to see him walk around and smile. And then I know he felt good about what we was able to do for him today.
Andy,
Ben joked that this is James Conner's last game. Do you expect another running back this week to join you?
We'll see. We need another explosive arsenal so we could put it in our clip.
Have you heard from him? Have you communicated with him at all?
We'll see how it goes.